Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When we've discussed where the game of college basketball is going recently, it's all centered around what would happen post Caitlin Clark, right? Like the growth of the game and these record television numbers, and does that translate to the WNBA and things like that? And so the WNBA draft was earlier in the week, okay? And Caitlin Clark, as expected, got drafted number one overall. Indiana Fever's the team. And so, like any sport, there was an introductory press conference that took place yesterday for Caitlin Clark. And I'll just play you this initial interaction. This is what some people are talking about today. And yesterday it went viral. And it was a columnist at the Indianapolis Star, the Indy Star, Greg Doyle, who's been around for a very long time. I think he used to write nationally for CBS, if I'm not mistaken, at one point in time. Maybe he still does. And I have to describe the beginning, because at first the audio, you won't know what he's saying. But we all know multiple athletes have done like the heart-shaped thing, right, to their yep. family, to the crowd or whatever. Okay, so that's what he is referencing at the beginning of this clip. And then just listen to the rest of it.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be get along just fine. So.
Okay, so that was Greg Doyle.
Uncomfortable.
He's doing the hard thing to her. She plays along with it at first and really throughout, I guess. But, and is like, yeah, that's what I do with my family. And the part at the end, obviously, is what has everybody talking in particular. It's just super awkward and creepy. That's all I would say. Like, I see people overreacting a little bit. Like, I'm not certainly going to come on here and be like, oh my gosh, this guy has to be fired today. You're a creep though. you're creepy and awkward as hell for having that interaction whatsoever. And he, of course, has since apologized and wrote a column about it. But
I like that you're here.
That part is also just super
weird. I like
that
you're here. Look,
yeah.
Okay. So I am also in the camp that I don't think he, like, I've seen articles that'll be like, he sexually harassed her and that he should be fired or he should resign. I am not that far in the camp, though. I imagine he went to bed last night, or at least I hope he went to bed last night, really regretting that interaction. And I'll just be honest. There's been enough people in my life that I don't think that you should be allowed to just be like, well, I'm awkward, so sorry that it's awkward to be around me sometimes, as an excuse for your behavior. Because look, we've had workplaces, all that stuff, where people just be like, oh, that's just who old Greg is. And you're like, not if you're making it super uncomfortable for the single biggest female athlete in the world. And then I'll be honest, I didn't like that he took that chance to get clicks on an article.
They wrote an
that
apology.
That didn't feel great.
Somewhat of an apology column that was more seeking sympathy for himself, basically saying that I interact this way with all athletes, including male athletes, and that I guess I need to do it differently. The thing is, he wouldn't have, let me play it again. The last part, would he have said that to LeBron James?
I like that you're here. I like
yeah,
that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's
cool.
start doing it to me and we'll be get along just fine.
Start doing it to me and we'll get along just fine. There's no change, like the notion that, like, well, I just have these interactions with all athletes. He would not have done that to LeBron James, or, by the way, take the stardom part out of it. Like, it just, any athlete.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. It's just super creepy and awkward. That's all it is. Like, that's how I would, it's super creepy, awkward. It sounds like from those in Indianapolis that he is known to be awkward and all, but as you said, that doesn't mean that
doesn't excuse poor behavior.
It doesn't mean you can make other people uncomfortable intentionally Because that's just who you are. Like, sorry, I'm going to be that guy. You just got to deal with it. That's not how this plays out, and look, that's not how this works.
By the way, he does claim he would say that exact same thing to people like LeBron.
No chance. There's no way he would have said the last
sentence. I'm sort of known locally, Cy, for having awkward conversations with people, brashly conversations. I've done this for years. Chuck Pagano, Frank Reich, Shane Steichen. Notice something. This is from the article. Quote, notice something about all those names. They're all men. And then he says, look, denial. I did nothing wrong. I gave her signature heart shape. That was, okay, so... Look, that to me is the awkward part. You're just an awkward person. You're like, oh, I thought it'd be funny if I did her signature heart thing to her.
Yes. Well, but that then, part's not
but
the
then
problem.
When it gets yeah. like worse, it's like, why did you keep doing this? And he's like, anger. This is how I talk to everyone. I thought we wanted people to be treated equal. You can't say stuff like that. I'll just be honest. If you got someone in your life who says things like, I don't see color, that is not an excuse for like, I treat everyone equal. No, that's not how life works. There are variances in how you should treat and act near people for a variety of reasons. He did apologize. I don't think that he is insincerely apologetic, but even the apology was awkward like the interaction, which maybe speaks to the personality. It's fine.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just an incredibly awkward person. I just don't think that excuses huge mistakes. I don't think you can just blow him off and saying, well, I'm awkward, so
I think Drew. This was your hometown,
yes,
right? So I don't know if you know him personally, but
I've never, to my knowledge, I've never met Greg personally. But we've had some back and forth before on social media, I think, and just articles that he's written, and he's very good, I think, at writing, and covering stuff. But I think again, in that same light, to your point, Cody, there's a line that you don't cross, and I think he didn't need to say anything about. He needed to just recognize, look, I messed up and this is not right, and not try to go into the, I say the same thing to me, because at that point you're making excuses at that point, and it comes across as even as you're not going to sacrifice your behavior or how you cover athletes even after this instance, where this is something that, again, who know, any athlete, it would be an issue, but it's Caitlin Clark and the number one overall pick and the superstar. And it makes it come across a lot worse, but you have to learn from it, I think, in that. And we'll just see who the, like, if it changes. And I'm not saying that that's a pass, but it is tending to be who he kind of is.
The end of the article does say, after going through denial and anger, I'm on the wrong side of this. I realize what I said and how I said it was wrong. I meant it was just wrong. Caitlin Clark, I'm so sorry. It's not so, like, the article is short. It explains why, but like in a way, so it's short. He's apologetic. I think he understands what he did was wrong, but it also spends the first half excusing the behavior. I interact this way with everybody.
Yes.
And you're like, but that in itself is an issue, and you should probably work on that rather than have these incredibly tense. And look, I'll be honest, that audio is going to live forever because it's really,
I like that you're here.
It's just really
Caitlin,
uncomfortable.
And to her credit, she handled it as, I guess, as well as she could have in that regard. She just moved on.
Unless she just said that was a really weird thing to say. That would have been even better. That was a weird thing to say.
So that got a lot of people talking yesterday evening, really, and in Indianapolis, of course. And the other part is the bigger news, I think, that should be more relevant to going forward and what Caitlin Clark can mean for women's sports is that yesterday there's a report that Nike is signing into an eight-figure endorsement deal, and she's going to get her own signature shoe. Which
is rare for
which
female
is
athletes.
Rare. There's some athletes out there that do have one that are in the WNBA right now, as a matter of fact. But again, it speaks to the marketing opportunity for Caitlin Clark that this is the shoe that everybody will talk about. Even though there's been other WNBA players with a signature shoe, this is the athlete. We saw the TV ratings. She's marketable. Caitlin Clark is got her jersey sold out on, I think, Fanatics within the first 24 hours, 12 hours, actually, of being drafted by the Indiana team. And so now she's got her own signature shoe on the way, and I imagine that shoe is going to sell out and do very, very well. It's why Nike's probably signing her to an eight-figure endorsement.
It's really unfortunate that that thing was mired by, like, the introductory press conference, the announcement of the big Nike deal, and all that stuff was overshadowed by the Greg Doyle stuff, because you're right, Cole, that is a massive deal. And also, buries any of the people like Darren Revell, who should also be made fun of today, for the, like, I can't believe she's leaving so much money on the table. What a huge mistake to go to the WNBA. Look at all the NIL money she won't have. She's signing a 10 or what?
She was always going to be fine.
Eight figure deal for Nike. She's fine. Yeah. But there were a lot of people with, like, false takes on, like, she's giving up money to go to the pros because the WNBA salary is less. It's just not true.
In terms of just, like, outside of endorsements, I guess, it would have been less. But the fact that she was going to be a Nike athlete and all the other stuff that she's going to get, and I think she had to deal with Gainbridge even, or something along those lines, who sponsors the Fieldhouse in Indy.
I don't even know. With who?
Gainbridge.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is.
Just a company or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was like
a... am I supposed to know that?
The amount of times that they've changed the name to is...
Yeah. Gotcha. No, I mean, she is going to do just fine financially, marketing-wise.
State Farm, obviously, too, already.
Those endorsements that she had, as you said, are carrying over to the WNBA, even though her actual salary isn't anything that's going to stand out. She's going to make millions. And that was even before this latest Nike deal.
I want to know the holdover for all of her popularity on both
what
it brings to the WNBA and what it leaves behind in college. Because her, it's her. Like, let's just face it, it's definitely her. Because the WNBA got like 4 million people 2 years ago, then 8 million, then like 16 million. It doubled each of the last 2 years. The draft quadrupled in ratings. Now, look. The WNBA draft has shown slow growth over the course of a number of years. 100,000, 150, 250, 300. Like, it has shown growth every year. But it went from 500,000 to 2.2 million in a single year because of Caitlin Clark. And so what she brings, what she leaves behind for college, women's college basketball, and what she brings to the WNBA, it's going to be really interesting because she is one of the most popular athletes in the United States.
It's why that ESPN and the TV partners for WNBA are putting, you know, all her games essentially on national television, and it's
36
smart.
Of the 40 we'll are see, on national TV.
As you said, what'll be fascinating to watch is the numbers, because how many people that never watched before watch the women's Final Four because of Caitlin Clark? How many of them are going to watch any game?
Way more likely
in the WNBA, but are they going to watch after the debut game at whoever the Indiana's whatever that debut game is? How many people are watching more than just the one game?
College now, definitely is going to suffer more, Cody, I think, because of the Angel Reese thing as well. Like,
they still have some other stars. They've got some other really good players. Yeah.
And Juju, but I think that in terms of star power that draws eyeballs, I think, it's going to suffer a little bit.
Nothing draws. Look, all the numbers will come down a little bit without Caitlin Clark, but can they take enough of that percentage that grew their sport and just hold on to it? That's all you're asking to do.
I think,
you're not asking to do $2.2 million for the WNBA draft next year. You're asking to do $1 million, which would still be double what they were doing 2 years ago, and hold on to that number. And a lot of that's just going to be promoting her as an athlete, continuing to do that, because obviously that's worked in a big way.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.